This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, this is Back to Back, a weekly music program where every episode we cast the spotlight on an artist and dive into their lives and discography. My name's Daryl Ong.
And I'm Ofni Anting.
This week on the program, the one and only Norah Jones.
Come away with me. Come away with me, and I will write you a song.
20 years ago, a then unknown 22-year-old singer released a hard-to-categorize debut album on the iconic jazz label Blue Note Records, an album that wasn't really jazz nor did it resemble anything else on the pop charts at that time. With the release of the album, the label thought that, you know, seeing 200,000 copies sold would have been considered a victory, but little did they know that the record would go on to sell around 30 million copies worldwide.
Yeah, it was a step in the dark, right, for Blue Note Records, who were pretty much a traditional jazz record label, and then having Norah Jones in there, really, it was a gamble, to say the least. But Come Away With Me, like Ofni said, swept the 2003 Grammys, taking home Album of the Year, Record of the Year, Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and thus Norah Jones was trusted into the limelight as the poster child for vocal jazz. 20 years on, Blue Note Records is releasing a 20th anniversary super deluxe edition of Come Away With Me, which features 44 tracks, including the many unheard releases from those sessions. But tomorrow, do tune in same time, because we're going to go through Come Away With Me track by track. But tonight on Back to Back, we're going through the discography of Norah Jones outside of Come Away With Me.
But just a bit of background, she was a member of Trip Hop Trio, Wax Poetic, before her debut album, which would arrive in 2002. Her father, Ravi Shankar, is a world-famous musician hailing from India. Shankar was widely known for his association with the Beatles and other Western musicians. He taught Beatles guitarist George Harrison how to play the sitar, a long-necked Indian-stringed instrument of which Shankar is considered a master. Her musical talent began to manifest itself at an early age. She joined a church choir at the age of 5 before winning a series of singing and composing awards at Booker T. Washington's School for the Performing Arts in Dallas. She went on to study piano at the University of North Texas, though she would never complete the course.
From Texas, she moved to New York, and she worked in a restaurant during the day and performed in downtown clubs at night, and she really felt excited to be part of the city's jazz scene at that moment, rather than just studying music in a classroom. Along the way, Norah Jones formed a jazz trio and also performed with other jazz groups, including the Peter Malik Group. I guess what was significant about her rise in the early 2000s, that was the blossoming era of the boy and girl bands, right? Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Destiny Child, what have you. She was a bit of a diamond in the rough, a curveball, if you will. She employed a style of music that generally doesn't reach the top of the Billboard charts. And I probably would say jazz that isn't jazz and pop that isn't pop, right?
Yeah, exactly. And as said earlier, Blue Note Records really took a chance, a big gamble on her brand of vocal pop jazz, which paid off handsomely. Of course, Come Away With Me is the third best-selling album of the 21st century, with 30 million copies sold. And again, same time tomorrow, we'll be going track by track into the iconic album Come Away With Me.
Let's get into some music now. This first one was written during a break from touring, and it's a song about appreciating the ability to sleep in. And according to her, the ooh-oohs in this next number started off as a bit of a joke, and it became sort of a hook to what makes the song what it is. This one's release off her sophomore album Feels Like Home, an album that had the tough gig of living up to the massively huge debut album.
Yeah, although it didn't really manage to top the mania of the previous album, Feels Like Home still managed to sell more than a million copies in its first week of release in the States. Huge, and still stands as the 8th largest selling first week sales for a female artist, behind other megastars like Adele, Taylor Swift, Britney Spears and Lady Gaga. By the way, this track also won the Grammy Award for Best Female Pop Vocal Performance. So kicking off this hour, here's Sunrise from the album Feels Like Home by Norah Jones.
Sunrise, sunrise, looks like morning in your eyes, but the clock's held 9:15 for hours. Sunrise, sunrise, couldn't tempt us if it tried, 'cause the afternoon's already come and gone. And I said, who? Sure, it's written all over my face. Surprise, surprise, never something I could hide. When I see we made it through another day, then I say, who? Begins with you and me in dark lit rooms. Your cigarette cuts through. I wear it like perfume. The melody gives way. We silently behave. The story never read is torn up into shreds. I see it in your eyes. The invitation lies, but pages left to turn. Our chapters we should burn. Thank you. up in the shreds. I see it in your eyes. An invitation lies, but pages left to turn. Our chapters we should burn.
That was Burn, taken off Daybreak's release in 2016 by Norah Jones. Her sixth solo album and also a sixth under the Blue Note imprint. And I guess it's an album that saw her return to her piano-driven sound as heard in early releases, especially Come Away With Me. And this one features a star-studded personnel of drummer Brian Blake, organist Lonnie Smith, and also saxophonist Wayne Shorter.
This week on Back to Back, we are taking a look at the discography of Norah Jones. Of course, it's the 20th anniversary of Come Away With Me, her debut album, and Blue Note Records is putting out a huge 4LP deluxe edition of that album. So we're diving into her discography, but going back in time to 2009, where Norah Jones was painted into a corner by the massive success of her 2002 debut album. And she got a serious boost from Starbucks and that coffee house jazz tag really stuck hard. Well, I mean, Norah Jones's smoky, smooth voice and low tempo singles didn't really shake off that perception either. So on this next album called The Fall, it marks a new direction for Norah Jones. She explained that she just had a sound in her head. She wanted the grooves to be more present and heavy, and she just, well, wanted to do something different.
Yeah, that coffee house jazz tag is really hard one to shake off, right? But this also represents an era where she worked with a lot of alternative and indie rock musicians and even hip-hop musicians, including the likes of Ryan Adams, Will Sheaf, frontman of Ocarillo River, James Poyser, the pianist for The Roots, and Erykah Badu, where James happens to play the Wurlitzer piano on this next one. So the lead single of her fourth album, The Fall, and it's one of the first few tracks she wrote for the album. Norah Jones actually wrote this track on an acoustic guitar instead of the piano, which gave it a much different feel. Check this one out on Back to Back. This is Norah Jones, Chasing Pirates, taken from The Fall, only here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
You shove your way through the room from the street, and finally to me, you ask me what I'm drinking. My friend Johnny, tugging on my sleeve, asks if I
back with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. This week, diving into the discography of Norah Jones. And you just heard another track from the album The Fall that was Stuck. Like we mentioned before, that album didn't only represent a change of musical direction for her, but it also saw her update her lyrical bank. That tune you just heard, Stuck, was about being pestered by a suitor while going out drinking. The champion of that track, however, is Apollo Sunshine founder Sam Cohen's electric guitar Mumbles.
Yeah, really gives that song a different feel. Right, enough of us for a while. Here is arts and culture reviewer and avid Norah Jones fan, Bahi Yusof, on his thoughts on Norah Jones.
I think my first encounter with Norah Jones has to be that music video for Don't Know Why. That image of her walking towards camera on a grey beach, slightly overcasted, with the twinkling pianos and that guitar. That image will forever be burned in my mind as a moment where I just went, holy crap, what is this? The album is sort of really... is a pivotal part of my history, of my music history, and I think I have that music video to really thank, because that really put me on the path of Norah Jones and just listening to her stuff.
In my hand, my heart is drenched in wine.
I don't know what I attribute to her, the success of the album. I think the fact that the album was so easy to listen to without being easy listening Kenny G music, you know, I always perk up when I walk into a shop and they've got Norah Jones's Come Away With Me playing in the background. It was a beautiful, slow jam, sexy thing that at her age sort of ignores the fact that she was no older than Britney Spears at the time, you know? At a time when female singers that were popping, that were blowing up on the radio, was Destiny's Child, was Britney Spears, was Christina Aguilera. For someone to do folk, jazz, blues, country was a real great counter-programming to what we were all bombarded with on the radio. And I think that sort of really helped her achieve the success she did with this particular album.
You ruined me now, but I liked it. But I'm ruined, do you have a plan? 'Cause I'm in your hands. You ruined me now.
If somebody walked up to me and said, hey, give me the name of a jazz album that I should listen to if I don't know anything about jazz, and I don't think Come Away With Me is the perfect entry point for that. I think it's a perfect entry point for a certain type of jazz, the sort of singer-songwriter thing, but I would almost put Norah Jones in the same vein of someone like Joni Mitchell, more than, say, a jazz-heavy like Ella Fitzgerald, you know? She's more folk and country than she is, you know, capital J jazz, but she's got the influences, and I think it will be a mistake to introduce people to jazz with Norah Jones, because how do you go from Norah Jones's jazz to something like Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, or Glenn Miller, or Fortet, or the Manhattan, what they're called. So I don't think Norah Jones is the perfect entry for jazz. I think it is the perfect entry for great singer-songwriters.
One flight down, there's a song on low, and you might just picked up on the side.
I don't know if I can answer the question of what I like about her music and or her singing. I think she brings a certain effortlessness to her singing. It isn't super rangy. She doesn't do the Mariah Carey acrobatics on the keys and shifting up and down. But there's a laid backness to her singing and to her music that I really like, and is really good for music moods. That time of the night when you're just trying to shut down, or setting the mood for the dinner with your loved one as you drive to the restaurant. It's perfect for that, I think. I think Norah Jones has got that setting in her voice, in her music choices. I can't say I'm a huge fan of the rest of her discography. I do really like her album The Fall. I think it's her fourth album from 2009. I find myself veering away from the stuff that Norah Jones does in the country style of music. I'm not a massive fan of country music, so when she does lean into those, I kind of pull away from, but I think The Fall had feels very pop. Chasing Pirates is beautiful. Young Blood, Back to Manhattan is a great sort of solo piece for her. I would say, yeah, my favorite album of Norah Jones after Come Away With Me has to be The Fall from 2009.
Don't understand the words he said, made me do wrong, but now there's nothing else in my head.
I actually completely agree with the purists who say that Come Away With Me is not very jazzy, because I remember when the album was released and there was a lot of talk about how this is a jazz album, but when you listen to the album from track 1 through 14, it actually is very country western, you know. Cold Cold Heart, Shoot the Moon, Lone Star is a very country twang guitar music, but she's got a lot of elements of jazz there. She despite a song like Lone Star being very guitar heavy, there also is some piano there that sort of really dashes and splashes jazz all over. For me, like, The Nearness of You is just beautiful. And there are so many songs that are country but also western. Don't know why, feels both country and jazz, because that piano is a very jazz riff, but the guitar over the top with that real sort of western twang on it really reminds you that Norah Jones's background is very much country western. I think if you listen to her album with the lead singer of Green Day, that's a very country album. She's performed a lot with Dolly Parton, you know. As much as I'd love her to be more jazz, she is very heavy country western, I think. Norah Jones play in London in 2012, and it was for me, it wasn't a great experience. I was glad that I was able to watch Norah Jones, but at the same time, it had come after a couple of her albums which I wasn't a massive fan of. I think that was the tour when she was doing Little Broken Hearts. I mean, but still, I got to see Norah Jones in London play, so I was more than thrilled.
That was Arts and Culture reviewer and Norah Jones fan Bahir Yusuf sharing his thoughts on Norah Jones. Okay, on with the show. Up next is a tune that's made famous by the Righteous Brothers in 1965. It's taken from the official soundtrack of a hit Amazon Prime Video original series called The Man in the High Castle. Massively popular song where there's been over 1,500 different versions of this track, and it's been covered by over 670 artists in multiple languages. It's, of course, Unchained Melody, the only song to have reached number one in the UK in 4 different recordings. But here is the Norah Jones version taken from the official soundtrack of Resistance Radio. Unchained Melody by Norah Jones, right here on Back to Back, BFM 89.9.
Oh, my love, my darling, I long for your touch along lonely time. In time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Are you still house is dark doesn't bother me.
Norah Jones and Wintertime. You can find that on the 2019 album Begin Again, which is a collection of songs written by Norah Jones from 2018 to 2019. That was track 6 from the album. That one also features American singer-songwriter Jeff Tweedy of the band Wilco, of course, who wrote the song with her and played the electric guitar and bass. His son, Spencer Tweedy, who was about 21 years old, plays drums on that track.
A family affair indeed. The album was labelled as an experimental one, where she wanted quick, fun, easy and low-pressure recording sessions where it wouldn't take more than 3 days in the studio to complete. And she also made an emphasis to not plan ahead but create in the moment, very jazz in terms of the way she was thinking. Okay, up next, something that's a bit different, which sees Norah Jones pay tribute to the late Chris Cornell from Soundgarden and Audioslave.
Yeah, this next one's recorded at the Fox Theatre in Detroit, the same venue where Soundgarden played their last show, and also this one was recorded just 5 days after Chris Cornell passed away. So yeah, Norah Jones was a big fan of Soundgarden, and she actually learned that tune in the morning before playing this in her concert. Just her and a piano, and it's really a beautiful rendition of a Soundgarden Garden staple. I'm of course talking about Black Hole Sun, which can be found on her first ever live album, Till We Meet Again, released just last year. Check it out, Norah Jones doing Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun right here on Back to Back BFM 89.9.
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguises, no one. Eye to the face lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace. Boy, Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Stuttering, cold and damp, still the warm and tired friend. Times are gone for honest men. And sometimes far too long for snakes. In my shoes, walking straight. And my youth I pray to keep. Heaven sent, hell away. And no one sings like you anymore. Black hole sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black hole sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black hole sun, won't you come?
Welcome back to Back to Back with myself, Off Knitting, and Daryl Ong. This week, we are putting the spotlight on Norah Jones. It's her 20th anniversary of the debut album, Come Away With Me, which we'll be going track by track tomorrow, taking you through all the stories and tracks behind that iconic debut album.
That's right. But before that, we're going to take an early peek at Norah Jones before that seminal album, Come Away With Me. This next one is the music of jazz guitarist and Blue Note label mate Charlie Hunter from his 2001 album Songs from the Analog Playground. Charlie Hunter, of course, made a name for himself with his signature custom-made 7 or 8 string guitars that allow him to play both the bass and guitar simultaneously. Under his credits, he has contributed music to the likes of D'Angelo's Voodoo and also Frank Ocean's Sweet Life.
This next one is a cover of Roxy Music's More Than This, written by Brian Ferry in 1982. This track also appears on the album featuring Norah Jones, which is a compilation album of sorts featuring songs by other artists that featured Norah Jones. Last year, Norah Jones shared an old picture from 2001 on Twitter where she said Charlie Hunter and his band brought her on her first real tour experience across the country, showing her the ropes of the music world before eventually dropping that iconic debut album. So without any further ado, here's the Charlie Hunter Quintet featuring Norah Jones with More Than This.
I could feel at the time there was no way of knowing. Falling leaves in the night, who can say? Sea on the tide has no way. It was fun for a while. There was nowhere knowing, like a dream in the night. Who can say where we're going? No cares in the world. And maybe I'm learning why the sea on the tide, it has
when I leave.
Back to back on BFM 89.9. This week you're going through Norah Jones' discography, and that was Long Time Gone, taken from the album Foreverly. This one, of course, and a likely duet album that took a lot of people by surprise, right? Especially Green Day fans. This was the lead single from the album Foreverly, and it featured, of course, Green Day's Billy Joel Armstrong and Norah Jones. The two initially met while singing together with Stevie Wonder, along with his band and other singers, and never really got in touch after that. This is until Billy Joel got a random idea to do a full cover of an Everly Brothers album that he really enjoyed. But he wanted to do a duet with a woman instead to get a different feel, and it was actually his wife that recommended Norah Jones to duet with him, and the rest is history. He called it up and they really hit it off, and they recorded the album for Everly in just 9 days, which is their take on the 1958 Everly Brothers album called Songs Our Daddy Taught Us. This week on the program, myself, Daryl, and Ofnil have been diving into Norah Jones' discography. Why? Because this week marks the 20th anniversary of that seminal album and her Blue Note debut, Come Away With Me. Do tune in tomorrow, same time, because we're going to go track by track into that release.
We would love to hear from you what your favourite Norah Jones song is, or maybe your favourite Norah Jones album. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or write into us WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Just a reminder, before we close out with the last track, you can revisit this episode alongside all our previous shows on our podcast page. Just head over to www.bfm.my and look for the podcast of Back to Back. Okay, we'll be closing off with a track taken from the album that dropped in 2007, which was her first album to include only original material. It debuted at number one on the Billboard charts and many other charts around the world, including those from the UK and Canada. This album was actually produced by her then-boyfriend, bassist and songwriting collaborator Lee Alexander.
Yeah, this last one is one of the final songs to be recorded and was actually written back in 1999 with her old band Wax Poetic, but thought it was too much of a pop song rather than trip-hop back then. Interestingly enough, this track's also one of the first by a major label artist to be sold as an MP3 download. Mind you, this was 2007, right? So MP3s were still pretty much in its infancy, and you know, fast forward, a lot has changed since then. Yeah, closing off this week's Back to Back, this one's Norah Jones and Thinking About You. Thanks for listening. Enjoy this last one and do join us again next week, same time, only here on Back to Back on BFM 89.9. Good night.
Yesterday, I saw the sun shining and the leaves were falling down softly. And my cold hands needed a I was thinking about you, but here I am looking for signs to lead me. You hold my hand, but do you really need me? I guess it's time for me to let you go.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.